This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. What was the chapter of النبأ where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the great news. النبأ means can mean great news. And this is where we get the term نبي, because نبي comes from the one that relays the news to the people, the great news of the message of Islam. But I want to just cover one portion of the verse, or it's actually the verse, and it's a very basic concept that we all know, but remembering this month of Ramadan, is that what you want to attain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Allah bin Allah, shaitan rajim, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily for the pious is the success. And really looking into the concept of taqwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the form of surety, He says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily for the pious people is success. And mafaza comes from foes, and foes is to win or to be victorious. And that is what is important in this month of Ramadan and outside of the month of Ramadan, but particularly in the month of Ramadan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the verse where He talks about the legislation of fasting, He says, Oh, you believe, fasting has been written upon you as it has been written upon the nations before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the purpose of fasting ultimately is for you to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times the word taqwa is translated as fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is correct, or we could even say partially correct, because there are many more manifestations of taqwa outside of fear, or many more reasons for one to be an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of fear. And this is why the translation of mindfulness can be something that may be a little more accurate. Why? Because when one is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that mindfulness serves as a shield away against all of the evil thoughts and deeds, which will ultimately lead to the bad actions, as we know of the deeds. So when one is mindful of his beautiful names and attributes, and this is what is important in general for the Muslim, that they remember the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how they are manifest in their life. So when we think about right now of ar-risk, right now many of us are going to go out and seek the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, when we think risk, we may be thinking that which is akhdar, that which is green. Maybe the money and how we obtain that money, right? But that's only one concept of risk. What about the intellect and the wherewithal that you have to go out and go and seek risk? Particularly us as men, primarily those are the ones that are going to go out and seek the provisions before our wives particularly. But when we talk about the internal risk of hidayah, the internal risk of intellect that He has given you, this is all a manifestation of risk of Allah. It's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and He is plentiful in giving you that. لِأَنَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. And He is Al-Wasir. These are other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're mindful of that, that should serve as an incentive and a push for you to do an action of khair, an action of goodness. So by giving zakat, by giving charity, of thinking of Him as being the one that is the ultimate provider. So using this as a means to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to bring forth another action, along with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware of His great attributes that could shower or could be of adab in this life, or yakun muddakhar till the next life, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may withhold the adab in this life and withhold it to the next life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. So when talking about the individual that is of the muttaqeen, the term taqwa is very comprehensive, but for them is a success in the next life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which serves as an ultimate reason for us to remember that this life is only darul amal. This is darul amal, the place of working and the place of investing in the next life. And make no mistake that we will be held accountable for every single thing that we do. Every single thing that we do. So coming to Fajr, inshallah ta'ala, we receive 27 blessings bi'idhnillah for coming in Jama'ah, and many more than that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a day of success for us in this life, but particularly an investment for the next life, to where we'll be of those that will be successful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to drink from the hold of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم صل إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين اللهم صل إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين اللهم صل إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا عزيز يا قوي يا متين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين اللهم زدنا علما وعملا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.